Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train.
Yo siendo el jefe de esta tribu, como últimamente está pasando tanta queja con tribus contrarias, yo he reunido a todos los caciques habidos y por haber para que hagamos las paces. Como nuestra tradición es fumar, todo aquel cacique que no pudo venir a la conferencia, favor de sacar su pipa y fumar con nosotros la pipa de la paz y a bailar la danza bugalú, que dice así.
I've not checked my mic.
It's working.
Yes.
Whoa.
We are here, listeners.
In tune and on time.
Yes. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens. This is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah. the only place to be.
Definitely.
On a Sunday night.
Yeah, well, Sheffield. Apart from last week, I was somewhere else with the key fob, which is why we didn't have the show.
We didn't.
Accidentally took the key with me to North Yorkshire. But, you know, it was all right. We left something to play. I think it was the, what was it? The Massive Attack.
Oh, warm-up show. Yeah, I had a message from someone saying, is this you playing hip-hop? And I said, it could be me playing hip-hop, but I don't actually know.
Yes.
Because I didn't send the show in.
Yes, it was us. It was the imaginary, if we were... This is tenuous. If we were asked to DJ before Massive Attack, because Chris Welsh went to watch them, didn't he? And
it was the 21st anniversary tour or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mezzanine.
Yeah, and he said the warm-up was terrible. I remember now, yeah. It all makes sense.
He said that it was like a badly plugged-in iPod or something.
Yeah.
And there's even Robbie Williams was on the warm-up stuff.
So, mind-blowing.
Yes. Right, but that's not what you've heard tonight. You've heard me and him live in the studio. We started off with Manny Corchado with Pow Wow, featuring Tito Jimenez.
I love that one.
Yep, some 1967 Latin Heat. It's got a really good build-up as well.
It takes
ages and ages. Weirdly, kind of everything genre-wise says it's Northern Soul, which...
No.
It's bizarre, isn't it? But I never thought that they'd play any sort of Latin scorchers in the Northern Soul scene.
It's definitely too... too much swing in that.
I thought so.
Northern, it's more four on the floor, isn't it?
Yeah, just like absolutely pumping. I think we might have a little bit of something that could be classed maybe as Northern tonight, but maybe not. Stay tuned to find out. We've got some new stuff that you've bought, probably.
Yep.
Old stuff that we've played before, with a beat, stuff without a beat, some singing stuff, all sorts.
All the boxes to be ticked.
Yes.
Stick around. No guest mixes tonight, it's just me and you. Unadulterated, is that what you're saying?
Unadulterated indulgence from the two of us.
Pure night train.
Yes, so yeah, buckle up. We'll hopefully be here till 11 o'clock. If you're out there, let us know. Send us a message on Blue Sky, or send us a message if you know us and you've got our number. We are not giving that out on air. Right, so we're going to play some tunes now.
This first one, a record I bought recently, maybe a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm back in a bit. Thank you.
support singing. I support singing.
Do. Thank you. count your, count your blessings now. You gotta count your, count your, count your blessings now. You gotta count your, count your, count your blessings now. You gotta count your, count your, count your blessings now. You gotta count your, count your, count your blessings now. Ooh, yeah. Count your blessings.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Hey, welcome back, folks.
That was possibly our danciest set ever.
Oh, it's up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, some groovers.
Some natural groovers. So, yeah, we started out with, as I mentioned before, a record I bought a couple of weeks ago. It might have been more. I'm not counting. Carlos Romanos, 121 on PVK from, I think, 1979. Can't find much about him, this dude. Seems to have recorded a bunch of Latin-y type albums, but I think it's a false name.
Right.
It's called something like John Toft or something.
Right. Something.
Don't even know where he's from or anything. I know the label's a UK one, so maybe he's on. I don't know. Anyway, that is a killer slice of Latin disco. What do we move on to after that?
After that, we had a song that, if you liked it, it's good, because it lasts about 7 minutes. If you weren't into it, then apologies, it lasted 7 minutes. It was Moody Man from 1997, I Can't Get This Feeling When It Hits, with a snippet of Chic, literally the vocal, and then the beat from a bit of Fat Larry's band. Just that, ad infinitum, going on and on and on. But I've been listening to it a lot recently, because it's a good walking song, because it's like the right pace.
The tempo is spot on.
It made me go back to thinking about his 2010 Red Bull Music Academy Couch Wisdom with Benji B, which is, well, I think if you can track it down, I think it's still available on some podcast apps, but it's really good. It talks about the Magnificent Mojo in Detroit and stuff. And
is that one where he's on about the Prince house?
That might be, that's come.
Is that a different one?
I think that's just an article somewhere. That's really funny though. We'll link to that in the show. I'd forgotten
about
that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, link a bit to that in the show. He's got two houses basically. One of them is his house, and the other one is for his Prince memorabilia.
And it's got all like purple curtains and everything, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, the article's brilliant. But yeah, the Couch Wisdom interview is really good, because there's two women with him just plaiting his hair the whole time, apparently, just like while he's talking. And then goes in to, like, talks about roller discos and the different styles that people have and stuff like that. But it's a it's indulgent, but it's a really good listen. If you, we'll try and link that in the show notes. We'll definitely find the one about Moody Man's house, because that is hilarious.
Yeah, that is a good one. There's a great photo of it, I think. After that was Concolo Orchestra, Count Your Blessings featuring Nongoma. So a few weeks ago, I can't remember now, I haven't counted, but it was when I did the one on my own. I was DJing, playing the songs that I'd played
the night before.
The night before, yes. I was killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah,
I was using Welsh's Big Saturday Night as the warm up for the radio show. Yeah, just making life easy for myself, something like that. I'm efficient. Anyway, I said I played a single of theirs on that, and I said, oh, didn't realise they've got an album out, so I've got to go and listen to it. Anyway, I've since bought the album and listened to it. That is from the album, Future Pasts, on Rockfort Records. You can get it on Bandcamp and other shops, but they're out of Zurich, Switzerland. Afrobeat High Life project led by the composer Alexis Malafakis. Apparently he plays drums, bass, keys and shaker on that track. I don't know how he does it live. Maybe he has some more musicians to help him.
It's just like the grooviest one man band ever.
Speaking of groovy bands, after that we heard Crashes with Flight to Jamaica, somewhat of a holy grail from the Caribbean disco canon, originally from 1981, reissued on Jamwax a few years back. Sounds like it's some sort of interpolation rework of Dinah Ross's Upside Down.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was bugging me.
It's
kind of same bass line, a bit faster maybe.
Yeah, sped up, slightly more disco fine with the reggae thing. Different vocals, obviously, but oh man, just glanced up something on TV. Let me step aside.
Yeah, sorry. In the studio this week, we're watching the 1992 sci-fi thriller classic Lawnmower Man.
Didn't realise how much that guy looked like the dude from South Park. The yellow frizzy hair.
Trey Parker?
Yeah, it's the frizzy head.
It is the frizzy hair. We'll keep you abreast of developments in Lawnmower Man. At the moment, Piers Morgan's just eyeing him.
Piers Morgan.
It's not Piers Morgan, it's the other Piers. What's his name?
It's Piers Brosnan.
That's the one.
You know, Goldeneye.
Oh yeah. He's pretty famous, isn't he?
Yeah. That ABBA one.
Oh, yeah.
we did.
Two men remember movies on Fly Night. No, you were going to tell me there was a story. There was more about your antics last weekend.
I forgot to tell you about this, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was saving it for a good atonement. But I feel like I should build it up for the next link now.
Okay, well, we're running out of time on this one, so it's fine. I don't want to force it.
It's a good one. I'll need a couple of minutes to run it out, to be honest. Unless you want edited highlights.
No.
I reckon I can do it in a minute, so we'll hold out for the next link.
I dare say, put it to the listeners. Would you rather us... would you rather us paraphrase Wikipedia articles, or would you rather hear Tales from Last Weekend?
Tales from the Weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He looks so much like Trey Parker. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah, well, we haven't said this is an iTrain on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. We're in most Sundays, if we can.
Yeah, I think we're going to be on a hot streak now.
You think?
No.
I know, it's going to be the summer where we take most of it off. There'll be a few solo shows coming up in the future weeks, but we're here till 11 o'clock tonight. Right, we're off to the Pacific Northwest with this next one. It's Gail Harris with the Wailers with I Idolise You.
'cause I know how to do it like this. I'm the daddy. I'm the daddy.
Days like this, my mama said. Why, why, what? Now, now, now. Ooh, yeah, yeah. With the ya in that London town, where every place gets shelled down to the baseline. Zed bias. We're not bias. We're not liars. Yeah. Top flyers. Sound to the sky up. Will bang on a yop. Dry my eyes when I dry up, boy. See when I jibby boy. Hey. We be ya in that London town, where every place gets shelled down. We ya in that London town, everybody still get down. Shelling, 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 shelling. Step on me Wellington boat. See Shumba you without the toad. Blaze up the fire on the road. We done set the road.
We done set the road.
Anywhere we pass through.
Anywhere we pass through.
Yeah, you know how we do.
Yeah, you know how we do.
You know how we say.
You know how we say.
Lyrics to my brain.
Lyrics to my brain.
Flying straight off the dome.
Flying straight off the
dome. Never, never walk with no gum. With a microphone, you put it in the zone. We be here in that London town, where every place gets shelled down. In a way compound, lyrics them shell all around. Hey, you better listen to the triple, triple, the double soundboard. When me a link pandematic, dance get at you till the starting. So dramatic, cause we deal with it proper. We got the real dandapa. Anyway we pass through, you know the top shot a boy. We be here in that London town, where every place gets shelled down. Every dance gets shelled down. Gonna better listen to the soul. Yeah, moon with Japan BB. No see ragga move in the air, yeah, but I don't touch the head. Listen to the ragga move in the air. Listen to the sound. If it dance, we'll shake down. London, shake up in the town.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Yes, you are listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me and him, the Night Train, going steady rolling until 11 o'clock tonight, clearing the backlog of songs we've wanted to play on the radio in a couple of weeks.
They build up.
They do. Okay, so three in a row from me to kick things off on that set. We started off with 1961 release on Etiquette Records. It's Gail Harris with the Wailers with a track called I Idolize You from the Pacific Northwest, that hotbed of kind of rocking raw.
I was going to say, did you pick that in honour of the big anniversary?
Which big anniversary?
You know.
No, I don't.
You sent me a message about it.
Oh, I can't remember. What was it about?
You know, the big song? Richard Berry.
Oh, yes. No, it wasn't. Sorry, yeah. It was, on Wednesday it was. I was like, what is he on about? Yes, it was International Louie Louie Day on Wednesday.
I honestly thought he'd put it in for that, and you were like, oh, I'm just going to segue seamlessly into the Pacific Northwest.
No, sadly, no. Sorry, I was miles off with that. That's just been in the backlog. That was a cover of an I Cantina track, which you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that was Derek Martin with Daddy Rolling Stone and Otis Blackwell Pen 45, released in 1963, Crackerjack Records, and then followed that with The Shirelles' Mama Said, their 1961 single. We're going to play the two of those for my mum and dad. It was their anniversary this week. My mum might be tuning in live now. It depends. She's at the arena watching Take That. Ooh. What's left of Take That? That's a now a three-piece.
That's what they're called now.
what's left of Take That? yeah, I imagine they're still going. Support tonight was provided by Ollie Murs. I mean, what a doubleheader. Not my cup of tea, but a lot of people do like. Sold out. Two nights.
Wow.
I know.
We're in the wrong business.
We are in the wrong business. After that was one of your picks.
Yeah, some Blue Note Heat from 68. That was Gene Harris and the Three Sounds. Sitting Duck, originally by Monk Higgins. That was Gene Harris's version. Same producer, D. Irvin. So might even be the same backing band. I haven't checked. Should have really looked the notes up, shouldn't I?
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's homework.
It's what they pay us the big bucks for.
But yeah, that one's on my Blue Breakbeats Volume 4 LP. But I can see you get it on 45, so if anyone's seen that for sale, let me know. I'd quite like that. That'd be nice to have.
That's what we're using the show for now.
Just picking up tunes for people, yeah. Sample by Pete Rock on I Got a Love, that was it. And then after that, slight change of pace. Some brand new Zed Bias produced kind of dancehall that featuring, is it Up and Coming? I don't know, he's pretty new. London based reggae singer Shumba Youth. With the London Town. That came out in February on a 45, which again is in my want list. So I should probably go and buy that really before it sells out. But if you were thinking, this is good, but what I really need is it on a 130 BPM flex. There's a 12 inch with four remixes.
Ooh.
Check this, you get the 4/4 Garage Mix.
Nice.
The 4/4 VIP.
That'll go down well in these parts, as in Sheffield. They love a 4x4.
The UKG mix.
Okay.
And a two step mix.
Wow. I mean, that is all three. that's like your three. Yeah, your three sort of genres of UK garage.
Yeah, all covered on 112. So check that out if you like the sound of that.
Well, I've got a birthday coming. I might stick that on the list. Slowly buying more and more garage. I've just looked up, and now Lawnmower Man is a bit more sophisticated. He's coiffured his hair implies more intelligent. That is quite the coiffure. I can't look at that.
That's the, I was going to say, that's the Mixcloud cover slide.
Oh, dear. This one in the background, I know it sounds like...
Our normal bedroom.
Yes, it's slightly different. It's the Fabrice Brothers, the Sure Shot instrumental. We're going to be sliding into the vocal in a bit. But I don't know if we've got enough time for your story. What do you reckon?
We'll roll it out after the break. Keep them hooked.
No, you're right.
I got to roll this out as long as I can. So they hear it and go, oh, that's well disappointing. No, yeah.
I mean, sure is that the show? That is our MO, isn't it?
Yes.
Wait all week for the show to come round. Anticipation builds, and then we just flub it in the first thing.
Let down.
So, yeah, Fabrice Brothers are Phil Most Chill and Paul Nice, who sadly passed away this week.
Was it 56?
56, super that's young. Yeah, if you're into annoyingly good mixtapes, then check out... Paul Nice's Bandcamp page.
They're all on there.
There are some of the best mixtapes ever. I'll put it out there. That Breaks for Days.
Yeah, some of my most overplayed. I say overplayed, not overplayed. Played to death.
Yeah, but it's enough. But talking about overplayed, we'll stop talking now, and we'll let Phil Most Chill take it over.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Breeze Brothers in the house. You know it's. Funky, cause you heard it from Phil Most. I'm still most ill, hot butter on milk toast. Microphone pyro. Technician issue when I'm burning at the stake. For MCs, it's fake. Me up all nice and nice, that ain't enough for debate. Battle plan, battle of man. With turntables and crates of records and mics. Strike like over the plate. Need level underground and well below sea level. Fabrice Brothers make it bounce like ideas off of each other. Came to the conclusion that we don't need others. Yeah, and you don't stop like stupid Dre deep cover. Check it out. Paul Nice bang out the beat. Best beast on the beat to the EAT. Yes. Me, I rip the heart right out in MC chest and leave a sweet mess like Lady Gaga in a meat dress. Yeah, and these soft-ass songs rappers been making lately, I just detest. I'm cut from a different cloth, feel like I'm Spoonie G being told to go off and go off by the treacherous. Told you before this ain't effortless, took a lot of grooming for me to become a specialist. Four-time Olympic MC gold medalist, so if you got a problem with that, let's settle this. Got to be the short shot, Paul Nice, got to be the short shot, Phil Most, got to be the short shot, Fabrice Brothers, got to be the short shot, got to be the short shot, Paul Nice, got to be the short shot, Phil Most. shows. Got to be the sure shot.
I'm gonna give you a taste of the chill shot. Chill shot.
Add a chill and you know that's me. Classic Jurassic, an alternative to the plastic bastards who should get an asterisk when their name goes down in the Hall of Fame. Platinum plaques on the wall fall from the shame. Lame, like rocking your jersey tucked in. All them accolades, you ain't worthy of them. Please set the clock again. Rock it in the pocket style, rocking them. Then knock off your socks and your moccasins. When the rhymes sit, blunt force trauma. I'ma bring drama to you and your mama, and that's without the llama. I left the mini max home. All we spitting is the writtens and the off the dome. Suckers don't even leave a scrap on the bone when they bite what I recite on the microphone. Yes, y'all. I can rock, y'all. Don't stop, y'all. My body rock, y'all. Old school, new school, even new school's old school. My rhymes make my kids say, Dad, you're so cool. Suckers better walk by me on my lyrical Tai Chi. Might put them on IV. So chill when we rockin' the spot for Breeze Brothers. Got to be the sure shot. Got to be the sure shot. Paul Knight, got to be the sure shot. Phil Most, got to be the sure shot. For Blues Brothers, got to be the sure shot. Sure shot, got to be the sure shot. Paul Knight, got to be the sure shot. Phil Most, got to be the sure shot.
I'm gonna give you a taste of the sure shot. Chill shot.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.